Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of the Junkies. Toby Altizer, Doc Walker sitting in for the guys today. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. So, we were talking about this briefly in the previous hour about the pass rush, edge rushers. Are you going to walk away with one in the NFL draft? You got to make sure you find one and bring somebody in. Sometimes we oversimplify. Sometimes we overcomplicate. I'm curious if when you look at the Commanders' defense this year and the struggles that they've had, is it too simple? I think it is slightly too simple. But is it too simple to just say that an improved pass rush fixes a lot of their issues? And I don't know. I think there's some more nuance. Like, I think they've had issues on the back end with coverage busts and guys not playing to their potential. But at the same point, Doc, a much better pass rush can cover up a lot of those issues as well.
All the corners that I've had the pleasure of playing with, and a couple of my roommates were corners, they'll all tell you, the great Daryl Green will tell you, their best friend's pressure. They work in conjunction with a scheme and pressure. Our teams, we always had pressure. The championship teams had pressure. Show me anybody that's really good that doesn't have pressure and doesn't have a exceptional cover guy. They can handle your number one. And so that's the goal. I thought that I don't think the cupboard's completely bare from a secondary standpoint. But up front, we're at the mercy of other teams because we can't dictate anything with pressure.
Well, and that's the thing is you look at the guys on the back end. Mikey has had a disappointing year this year. Mm-hmm. How much of his stuff is fixed if he doesn't have to cover for an extra couple of seconds?
Well, now we're back to last year. You'd be in the NFC Championship game.
So I wonder if you look at their struggles, and especially with the way that Dan Quinn calls his defense, you know, he had a freak in Dallas that he could call on to help with whatever he was doing.
They had two of them.
You could move dudes around. Yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence is fantastic.
Damn right.
To go alongside Micah Parsons.
There you go.
You come here, and they were able to get some pass rush last year. Dante Fowler played really, really well last season, didn't bring him back. But they haven't had guys.
Why?
Don't ask me.
Okay, so that goes on the side ledger of good and bad. It goes on the bad.
Yes.
We keep giving these people a pass. You try the strategy and it failed. And there's got to be consequences for failure. Let's not act like it didn't happen. You made decisions that didn't pan out. What are we going to do about it?
I never liked their defensive line going in to be able to get pressure. I just didn't think that the guys that they had, that's why... Again, so many people call in about the injuries, and I'm not denying that they played a role, but I don't think that their starting defensive line was going to get much pressure. Mm-hmm. Although Dorrance Armstrong was having a good year before he got injured.
Yep.
I just don't think that they had the guys to do it. And I think any defense in the NFL, but especially with what Dan Quinn wants to do, I think you've got to be able to get pressure, especially getting pressure with four, and they just didn't have guys to do that. And I think going into next year, you've got to find someone, whether it's one, two, whatever it is, you've got to find someone so they can get pressure. Because otherwise, it really doesn't matter what you got on the back end. If you can't get any pressure on the quarterback, like my cousin texted me a couple of games ago when he was watching this team play, and I told him, he hasn't watched us play much, but I texted him, I was like, we don't get any pass rush. And he texted me like, you really don't. Like, no, they don't. And it fixes so many issues when you can.
Mm-hmm. And if you either bring people and they don't, or they didn't, it wasn't really what they wanted to do. I remember back in the day when Dallas would just bring the house. I got to force the issue. If I'm not really good in a certain category, then I'm flooding you out. I'm coming. So that's a strategy that they chose to take, and it didn't work out. I'm going to continue to say what I keep saying. What are the consequences? Or do we just run it back because we like you?
Well, so here's the thing is when you look at how they're going to improve their pass rush going into next year, you can do it really one of two ways because I don't think they're making any big-time trades. But are you going to draft a guy or are you going to sign a guy? So we've talked plenty about the draft prospects.
Can't you do both?
Do both. But Arvel Reese, we've talked about, Ohio State guy. Mm-hmm. David Bailey, we talked about earlier, Texas Tech. Nasty. Reuben Bain, we saw at Miami. Mm-hmm. Questions about him and whether he's an edge or not. But regardless, no question about his impact against Ohio State on Friday night. Or the other night, excuse me. Kendrick Faulk out of Auburn has prototypical size. Maybe not the production. Cassius Howell, Romello Heights. The other dude on the other side of Reuben Bain, Akeem Mezidor. PFF has him ranked at 70, but who knows where he gets drafted. He was a huge impact against Ohio State the other night. You draft one of those guys, or do you go in free agency? And some of the names that you can keep an eye on, Trey Hendrickson, but he's 31, and he's only played 7 games this season. Jalen Phillips could hit free agency. He has 5 sacks this season, but are the Eagles going to re-sign him? He's 26 years old, but only played 12 total games in 23 and 24, dealing with a torn Achilles and a torn ACL. Mm-hmm. He has played in 17 games this season. Adafe Owe has 7 sacks this season. He had none in 5 games with Baltimore and now has 7 sacks in 11 games since his trade to the Chargers. Boye Mafe is someone that could be available. He only has 2 sacks this season. Or you could go shopping in the elderly section again and go get Joey Bosa or Khalil Mack.
No.
But that's kind of my point on the pass rush. There's not big-time guys either that you can sign a free agency. So maybe that goes back to, I've talked about drafting Caleb Downs. Maybe you have to throw that out the window and just take somebody that's an edge rusher in the first round with your pick.
Well, I think that's your immediate need. I think it should be priority one. I've got to get somebody that can bend, that's got some dog in him, this relentless, that's under 24 years old, and we got to go to work with him. We got to hope that. And then I got to hope that if I have to go back in the AARP, I'll do it if I have to. But I just don't want to live this way consistently. I got to find me somebody that's hungry that maybe didn't work out somewhere else and see if I can resurrect the dead.
Well, I think that's what's so disappointing about when you look at where they're at in terms of their roster.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have a young edge rusher that you feel like they can develop into something. They just don't have one on the roster. Dorrance Armstrong is not young anymore. He's 28, and he's been solid, so I'm curious to see how he does when he comes back. Javonte Jean-Baptiste was a 7th rounder the other year. He's been injured most of his career.
Linnell loves him. He says his name. I can hear his name now going over for the last 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
We've been waiting.
He's a good football player, I think, but he's got to be on the field. Drake Jackson.
He's not on the field. He doesn't play.
Drake Jackson is someone they just brought in that was a former second-round pick for the Niners. He's 24, but he's barely been on the football field, so maybe he qualifies, but that'd be it.
That's it.
And he's fizzled out in his short time in the league. So they don't have a guy that is a young, up-and-coming pass rusher that they can develop into something, whether they're first-round talent or not. They just don't have anybody that's really that young on the edge.
Well, that's where your scouts come in. We got to go find a diamond in the rough. That's their job. So far, they're not doing the job very well. Yet they've been retained. I mean, when Big L broke out, we were talking about scouts and that we retained the scouts from Coach Dum Dum's group and the whole thing. I go, what? We did what?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that irritated the hell out of me. Why on earth would you have retained anybody in a group that had more F-ups than anybody in the Guinness Book of World Records? So, no, I'm telling you what, man. You guys can buy into this all you want to. They need to show me. Everybody needs to be reevaluated. Because right now I smell a rat. And there's no way you can talk yourself out of this one. I need some results.
800-636-1067. Looking at the Commanders' defense, how much would an improved pass rush going into next year fix the issues that we've seen on the defensive side of the ball this year? Dominic's in Tampa. Dominic, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Dominique.
Yeah, for me, I think, first off, to go back to your last part, I think it's edge at number one no matter what. I totally agree. You need a dog, like Doc said. You need somebody just to put fear into an offense. But to answer the question, you know, with an improved pass rush, here's what happens. Now, as an offense, you got to put tight ends in. You need to keep halfbacks in. And now that eliminates how many, you know, options the quarterback has. And now, you know, it's easier for the back end, the corners, to cover, let's say, three instead of four or five. So, I think that's kind of how I look at it. But if there's so many options in the draft. But for me, if the kid from Miami is there, and I get it, he's got questions. But my God, the way that he can just take over, that'd be my guy at seven or six or wherever they pick.
Appreciate it, Dominic. Yeah, sometimes I wonder if it's going to be. I'm just curious to watch the draft process with Reuben Bain. The tape says heck of a player. Arm length, but whatever. I don't know. But if they were to draft him, I watched the Ohio State game just like you did. He wrecked the entire game. They need someone like that.
Amen.
Well, so just to tell you why you need a pass rush, Ohio State has a better roster than Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't block Miami. So who won? And Miami was more physical. They wanted the line of scrimmage on both sides. But I think having a pass rush will fix a lot of their problems. Now, I don't think it fixes everything. I still
think, right. In
the secondary, I have big questions about some of the stuff that they're trying to do. I believe in Trey Amos, but I got to see it again next year. Also, obviously need him to be healthy. Mikey Sanders still, I still have faith that he can be a good player, but he's been up and down throughout his career in 2 years. So I still have questions on the back end, but you're not doing them any favors if you're not able to get any pressure on the passer. And they have all day back there. I mean, look at Dak on Christmas. Dak could have set up a camp back there and chilled, even though they did get some pressure with Johnny Newton. Like, he's still, like, there's too often this year the guys have just been able to chill in the backfield and in the pocket and do whatever they wanted.
Yeah, we don't have a threat. We're not a threat. Everybody sleeps like a baby the night before they play us. They're not worried about anything. And one thing you learned about the U in watching them against the Ohio State, savages. I mean, they just keep people coming out of nowhere, and you knew it, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's the thing about this. So we'll wait and see. We have not established what our core philosophy is, though. I still have no idea what our objective is because our defense now, who's in charge? What's our – I don't know. Do you know?
No.
I don't know. Offensively, you know what's going on with the artist because he's not hid. In fact, this is who he is, and he's damn good at that. But I'm not necessarily sure it's complimentary to your defensive and your defensive personnel. I just don't think it is a good fit.
I mean, it's not complimentary. Not the way that it's played this year.
No. Well, that's the way they play. So you can't have it all. You got to sacrifice in something. Take all friendships out of this. All relationships out. Black and white on core. Are they good enough to be brought back with exclusivity to do whatever the hell they want to do based on what they've shown you? Period.
800-636-1067. Bones is in Southeast. Bonesy, what's going on?
Hey, Happy New Year, guys, man.
Hey, Bones.
Look, I'm with Doc, man, on this one. You know, the scouts, the talent evaluators, man, and all, whoever they sending out there, man, to scout these players, man, that they're looking at and bringing in here, we need to evaluate that. We need to get some new ones, man, because the talent they've been bringing in here, man, has not been sufficient enough, man, to come off that edge rush, man. We haven't had a threat on this defense in over 5 years, man. We need a threat. We need 2-3 threats coming on that defense. Edge rushers, linebackers, secondary, man. And so, never mind the players, man. Evaluate the talent, the scouts that they're sending out there, man. Somebody, man, like Doc say, I smell a rat. You know, we play friends.
Appreciate it, Bones.
Thanks, Bonesy.
Yeah, I mean, they have to get somebody because there's just no one that you – and I thought that there was a chance – and I was wrong about this, but I thought that there was a chance that you could maybe find a way to do it a little bit differently and get your pressure from the interior. Because I was thinking, okay, Dorrance Armstrong plays solid on the edge. Dietrich Wise, who didn't play much this season because he got injured, but obviously he was going to be starting the year. Those two guys on the edges are solid. And then
I liked it too. I was with you too.
That's where Kinlaw, that's where Payne, that's where Johnny Newton have to step up because that's where you spent significant money or draft capital.
Yep.
And that didn't happen either.
Everybody wants the bag. And I've been saying this till I turn blue. Okay. Well, what do we get? You got the bag and you've underachieved. So you were not what you claimed you would be. That's on me. So right now, I need a clean slate. You know, I'm not, no hard feelings, but I got to move on because I can't risk you again because I no longer trust you. How could I? So you've given me this illusion. You've talked a good game, but you haven't delivered.
Melvin is in Southeast D.C. Melvin, what's going on?
Thanks for taking my call, fellas. You know, the personnel went to the Saints. We picked up the Saints. But we forgot number 94, who made Lattimore good at what he did. And see, then we brought him here and say, oh, he's going to be the savior at cornerback. But we never had a pass rush to compliment him. We never had a pass rush to compliment Sanford Steele. They got rid of the safety and let him go to L.A., to Las Vegas, which made Louvu a better linebacker.
Yep.
That made Louvu can roam better.
Yep.
Louvu was out of position this year because of the young fella, number 11, that we let go.
Yeah. Appreciate the phone call.
This personnel is not.
No, you're right. You're right. He's right.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't bring back some guys, and I think Will Harris can play, so I didn't mind him replacing Jeremy Chinn, but then Will Harris got injured. And I think Jeremy Chinn, one thing that they're missing is his size at the safety spot. They could utilize him a little bit differently than they can Will Harris, even though Will is willing to hit.
But you got to be, not you got to take size. Responsibility for the decisions you made.
Yes.
It didn't work. Say what it was. It failed. You should have kept the guy who's better, and you didn't. So do we just go, hey, okay, popsicles, ice cream for everybody. Let's just act as if it didn't happen and move on. If that's what you want to do, good. No problem. I'll support you either way. But don't come back at the end of this and say, oh, I can't believe. Oh, the hell you can't believe. You did it to yourself. If people aren't under pressure to produce, then why the hell call it pressure? Let's just call it lollipops. Kara says, let's get on a merry-go-round and go around because there's nobody at fault on this one. There's no consequences for failure. In every successful flight, there's got to be rewards for success and consequences for failure. What are the consequences for this failure?
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in, talking about getting a pass rush going into next season. Toby Altizer, Doc Walker filling in for the Junks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
To Sports Junkies, Toby Altizer, Doc Walker in for the guys here on the second day of the new year. Talking about getting a pass rush. How much will that fix the issues going into next year for this defense? Got to do a lot to fix this defense. One of the worst, if not the worst, in the league. They got to do a lot to fix it. But I do think that getting a pass rush can figure out a lot of their problems. I was talking about this the other day, Doc. Are you looking at the NFL draft and just saying it's edge rusher no matter what? Because I love Caleb Downs, and I still lean that I might go that direction. But there's no denying that they need dudes. And when you look at the free agent class, the names that I'd laid out are Trey Hendrickson, Jalen Phillips, Adafe Owe, Boye Mafe. Like, it's not an inspiring class other than Hendrickson, who is 31 years old. So do you want to get into that market? Spotrac has it projected to be a two-year, $51 million deal if he were to sign. I would think that it might even be a little bit more than that, depending upon how many suitors he has. But do you look at it and just say, even though I think Caleb Downs is the best player, I've talked about him or whatever, is it just purely I got to take the best pass rusher at pick six or pick seven?
Well, you kind of swayed me a bit to where I don't want to really I have no pressure. And that's just on I can't function without pressure. So I think that's where I would lean at this point. Although anybody in the middle of the field gives me coverage. I'm hurting.
You just need somebody.
I need somebody. And I also need, even the personnel is important, but I also need is the philosophical change as well. Because I'm just not accepting the fact that we were too passive, even with what we had. Try something. Don't just sit there and get punked.
Yeah, they just don't have difference makers.
That's my point.
They need guys that can impact.
Well, they may have them, but they don't get in the game.
That's valid as well.
Okay.
They need guys that can get after the passer. They need guys that can cover. I mean, they need dudes at every level of the defense. And that,
I agree.
That to me, where I was talking about this the other night, Doc, what gives you confidence going into next season? I only had two things, which is a little bit alarming that I could only come up with two things.
I'm waiting to hear the second one. I know the first one.
JD five.
Five. Second, what's the second one?
O-line. I believe in the
yeah,
O-line.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Fab Five's good. After really, that, we got eight guys that could play.
After that,
yeah.
I was like, okay, maybe Trey Amos, but I believed in Samra still, and he's had a down year in year two, so I still got to see it from him. But I was like, I beg you, find someone on the defense or find something on the defense you feel confident in that makes you feel good going into next year. Go ahead. Try to.
It's been such a small sample size of McGee.
Okay.
But I have been intrigued by him, but it's almost like he's running and you had a wheelchair contest. So, yeah, he was supposed to win that. No, seriously, you laughing, but that's really what it looked like. People matched up with us on third down and saw a guy, they had 100% effectiveness on it, and you're laughing about it.
You're not wrong.
They actually did it in real games. You had no other alternative but a guy who's a great guy, love him to death, hate even to deal with it on this level, but it was reality. And who's to pay the price for that?
Let's get out to Mark in Landover Hills. Mark, what's going on?
Top of the day to you, gentlemen. Top of the day, Toby. Top of the day, Doc.
Marco.
Hey, man. Been sitting here listening. Great show as usual. Love to hear you and Toby together. But, Doc, I think we're seeing the results of their ineptitude, and that's the only adjective I'll use for it, is you will not have a good defense. You will not have a good football team, because when you don't make any changes and you keep going on with your moronic behavior and coaching like they have, and you've alluded to and I've alluded to many times, Doc, when I've called you,
yeah,
there's not going to be any change in the results. And that's what you're talking about, Doc.
Yeah.
And I actually think, I don't know if you and Toby agree with me, but I think that they should hire, that Mr. Harris and the consortium should hire at least three people that have no ties to the organizations, except for maybe Jay Gruden, that do it for a living, that analyze football teams and what they've done, and analyze this coaching squad, because, man, they're not making any changes and not doing anything differently, Doc.
Appreciate
it's plain
Mark.
As the nose on your face, man, and my face, too. And you're not wrong. You and Toby, you're not wrong with anything that you've said, Doc.
Appreciate
and I don't think that the fans, you know, all of us aren't, you know, aren't stupid. We've been watching them, some of us, for over 60 years, and we love the team, and we want them to win, but they're not doing anything different, Doc. They're not listening to anybody.
Yeah. Well, be careful, man. I want you home to get to get firebombed. Yeah.
No,
he's right. I mean, it's just, this is not that complicated to me. The game is being played. I don't appreciate it because I care about their results and the success on it. But I'm not supposed to be investing more into this than you are when you're getting paid for it.
Well, my thing is, you look at how this season has gone. I've talked about this before. I think you have to find somebody that's outside the organization.
That's the kick start.
I want somebody outside the organization running the defense. But I also want someone to talk to DQ and say, here's where it went wrong. The same stuff that he did in Atlanta, where he brought somebody in after the fact and said, hey, what the heck happened? If I were DQ, I'd be investing to have those same people come in, so I'm not doing it after I lose my Washington job, too. I want to figure out how I can get back on track, because what the heck happened from year two to year,
well,
year one
if
year
he
two?
Hadn't already figured that out, he's not as smart as I think he. I know he's smart. He's probably already doing it. But should he have to? See, ownership, you can't just be involved when everything's going well. You got to go through whatever to make sure that you right the wrong. If you don't know right from wrong in that, and I'm going to say it's going to sound so ignorant, because nobody loses. You buy them, it don't matter if you win or lose. You're still going to make a fortune. Isn't it more fun when you win?
Oh, 100%.
Please, just to consider that. It's just a hell of a lot more fun. And there's no reason to have fallen off the cliff as bad as we did.
Well, let's be real, too. For young guys, for guys that are still going to be in the league for a number of years, you play good football on a winning football team, that means more money in your pocket down the line as well.
Yeah, I wish they understood it.
Josh is in Clearwater, Florida. Josh, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Josh.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, so real quick, I think I don't think we're going to rebuild Rome overnight, you know, in one off season, but I think what we should do is try to get some foundational pieces set. And what I'd like to do is, if we're say we're picking at number 7, draft Caleb Downs in free agency. I like Quay Walker as the linebacker replacement for us, sideline to sideline speed guy. And I think right there, with them both being young, that kind of shores up the middle of the defense for us. Now, I know we need pass rushers, but if we get Dorrance Armstrong and Dietrich Wise back, I think that at least gives us more than what we got now. And then, yeah, in later rounds or free agency, we can plug in some guys. But I don't think we need a world beater at DN if we can find our middle linebacker and safety for the foreseeable future. You know what I mean? So I think just that alone would help shore up our defense, because when I was watching a lot, it looked like just Wagner's just slow. You know, he's getting beat a lot. And so I think that having some fast speed at linebacker would do us a world of good, especially at safety as well, too.
Appreciate it, Josh.
Thanks. That's good observation.
Yeah.
I hate it because it's not Bobby's fault.
I hate
that he's put in that position. He's a competitor. He's giving you all he's got. It's just asinine to ask somebody to do something you know they're incapable of being able to do.
He mentioned Quay Walker.
Mm-hmm.
I know him from my time in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Zabe could give you a full breakdown. He's going to be on The Fan after us with Nick Ashew. He'd give you a full breakdown. He fits that mold of one of the guys you've been talking about. You just want somebody that's a little bit off the wall, a little bit,
yeah,
a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
This is a guy that early in his career got suspended because the training crew for the Detroit Lions, I believe it was, came on to work on one of their players and walked by him and accidentally bumped him. They shoved him. He's got problems. A little bit edgy.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but please, I'd love to work with him. Yeah.
A little bit, it might be a little bit of a
screw loose. Reminds me of some of my ex-teammates.
He's got that sort of mentality. But yeah, they need speed at linebacker. The one thing I'll disagree, maybe you don't need a world beater, quote unquote, because like you said, there aren't many of those guys on the edge. There aren't TJ Watts growing on trees. There aren't Miles Garrett's everywhere. You can't find those sorts of guys all over the place. But you got to have somebody that you can rely on to win one-on-one. And I just don't know that they have that.
Oh, you know they don't have that. You know.
Because even when you look at Dorrance Armstrong and the season that he had, he was solid.
Yeah, he can do it.
But he's a number 3 generally on a good team. Maybe he could play as a number 2 type of pass rusher.
Right.
And they were expecting him to be the guy.
He would have been their guy.
Yeah, not anyone else's.
He'd have been their guy. They need to invest in a chip. They need a chip.
But that's the thing that I find interesting about this draft and going forward for this team is we've had this discussion. We're going to have this discussion leading up to April. Do they just go with the best player, which I think would be Caleb Downs, but that doesn't address pass rush? But you also don't have an impactful back-end player currently, it feels like.
You kind of – so I'm going to have to go back in the laboratory, but he's so good. A guy that's like – when you get a generational player.
Yeah.
At any position in one of the three phases, D-line, middle, or back, you can't lose.
When you get,
but he's got to be that good.
He's versatile. You can use him all over the field. But then do you just say, screw it, I'm going to take – Arvell Reese, if he's there. Screw it, I'm just going to take Reuben Bain. Screw it, I'm just going to take David Bailey. Like, I don't think there's a wrong answer there. The thing is, though, can you develop that guy?
Great question. What's your current staff?
Well, let me tell you this.
Spade. I mean, you still have to, you can't skirt the fact that who is to blame for the results of this season. If you say no one, then I'm good. I back off.
Everyone's at fault, Doc. Everybody.
Well, then what are you going to do about it? This is what I'm saying to the head man, to the boss. We saw what you did when everything went well. You was at every party. Okay, this is a disaster. What are you going to do about it? Somebody's got to make some hard decision, and they better be right about it. Otherwise, we'll end up in the same predict them a year from now. Because the NFL don't give a damn about you.
Yeah.
They're hoping you make the wrong move. You fall in love with, you got sentimental value. Nobody gives a crap about that. This is a bottom line business, and you have flat out failed. What are you going to do about it?
We started the show talking college football playoff. We'll wrap it up next with the same discussion. Denton Day going to join us in studio
to
talk about
great
games that we saw yesterday and the upset with Miami over Ohio State. We'll talk college football playoff to wrap things up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Final couple minutes of the Sports Junkies. Toby Altizer, Doc Walker in for the guys today. Joining us now in studio, the one and only Denton
Legend,
Day.
The legend.
Denton, I was trying to tell Doc, because he had more discipline than I did, to be able to go to bed last night and skip watching that thriller of an Ole Miss-Georgia game.
Yes.
Tell him what he missed.
Call my age. I mean, age.
You missed a kicker stepping up for his team. I mean, how often do we see that in college?
Well, we haven't seen that here in a while.
We haven't seen that here in a long, long time.
I can't wait to go. First thing I'm going to do is go back and watch it.
Yeah, you're going to love what you see, but you're going to hate what you see because Georgia's defense, they let up some plays that traditionally you don't think of a Georgia defense letting up.
No, but it's not like I've never been let down by the Bulldogs. I mean, that's happened.
It has happened. I thought Kirby Smart got outcoached a little bit last night, too. Which on the bucket list or on the list of things that I thought was going to happen, that one was not on there. But he made some questionable decisions late and just his way of handling things. I was told this year, you can look at Kirby Smart, and if he's calm on the sideline, you're in trouble. If he's dancing around, screaming, yelling, all these things, you got him. Because when he loses that composure, that means everybody on that sideline loses the composure as well, and that happened last night.
Well, also, Kiffin, for me, this is all about the split of a staff and a team having his finest moment and his leader quitting on them and then taking half the people. Now they're split and they're having a banner year.
Yeah.
And it couldn't happen to a better guy.
I mean, no Lane Kiffin, no problem. Yeah. And even better is that he wanted to be at the game last night.
Yeah.
Was going to be at the game last night. Wanted to be on television. Television said no. So then he went to a women's basketball. Minutes, depending on where he lives.
I'm so happy.
And he decided he was holding hands with Kim Mulkey walking out of the tunnel, where it sure felt like that was more Kim Mulkey holding his hand than Lane holding her hand.
Yeah. But
I'll tell you what, man. Pete Golden did a hell of a job in the second half. In that fourth quarter, they scored 20 of their 39 points in the fourth quarter against Georgia. Yeah, it's incredible.
And now you got to deal with this players going all over the place now.
Yeah.
As soon as that starts to happen, how do you control that? How many people are going to go to Ole Miss now that wouldn't have considered it before?
You're putting on a great display. And it is ironic to a sense. That game ended a little bit before midnight. Mm-hmm. At midnight, the transfer portal opened.
That's right.
And a thousand.
So I won't bother you or bore you with that, but feels like some people were still doubting Indiana somehow. I don't know that there were many, but there are still people that were like, yeah, I'm still out. You can't do it now. Like, there's no denying how good that team is and what Coach Cignetti has done. I mean, that's the greatest turnaround I've ever seen.
And honestly, if you were doubting them against that Alabama team, you're on the booger sugar. Because that Alabama team is not good. They were not good.
Well,
they
just, not Nick's Bama.
Yeah, no. How long is Kalen DeBoer for Tuscaloosa if they're going to keep playing like that?
I mean, if
they look soft.
If this game was a week ago, he would be the coach of Michigan. But because they hired Kyle Whittingham, and he had to coach a playoff game to see how Bama fans reacted. Because there's one thing about firing your coach. Saying, hey, you're not good for us. We don't like you. We're going to buy it. You suck, and we want to get rid of you. It's another thing if you would have willingly left for another job, because then that knocks you down the pecking order. And then it's like, wait a second. We're not as high and mighty as we think. Now, he'll be there again next year, but the seat is hot next year because you can't have a four-loss season. I know you got to the playoff, but a four-loss season in Alabama is not a win.
What's so shocking, if you lose, it's one thing. But for them to get embarrassed,
like
they
to
were
lose
outclassed,
like that was
they
terrible.
Were out-muscled, they weren't making good decisions.
I mean, it wasn't even
they
close.
Don't run the ball.
No, they can't run.
They have no control. They overload their defense. And I don't care if you're 4 or 5 stars players or not. Everybody going in the right direction is what Cignetti builds. That's the team.
Yes.
Will outdo talent every time.
I mean, Ty Simpson's a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. There were times this year where he was a great quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bad quarterback yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you can't be a bad quarterback against Indiana.
No.
But he was a good quarterback against Oklahoma. He made some throws against the Sooners.
Yeah.
And he was making it the middle of the season when he was high up on draft boards and high up in the conversation for the Heisman. Then he trails off at the end of the year, which is kind of normal. A lot of players do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did yesterday was a debacle. And then he gets hurt. They pull him. I don't know if that was like a, hey, he's really, really hurt and we pulled him, or if that's just like a, he has a boo-boo and we are getting shellacked. There's no reason to keep him in the game.
Right.
Yeah, they were getting smacked. Other game yesterday wasn't much of a contest. It would have been if Texas Tech had any semblance of quarterback play.
I don't know why they didn't bench him.
I don't know how he did not.
Because they'd done it before against Utah. If you just look at that game, Baron Morton, their quarterback for Texas Tech, had 2 picks against you. The backup came in, relieved him. They beat Utah by multiple scores. And this is at a point where Utah was good early in the season, so they're not like great, but good. Backup comes in, plays really well. I don't know why they did not bench Baron Morton yesterday, because he could not do anything. Literally nothing.
It's of effort. Nothing on offense.
David Bailey is insane.
Speaking of David Bailey, I'll ask you this as we wrap up. Doc and I have been discussing this, and I've given my opinion on it, but I'm curious. If you're on the clock right now, you're Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's available.
David Bailey.
Over Arvel Reese, over Caleb Downs, over Reuben Bain?
David Bailey.
Okay.
Yeah, David Bailey. Arvel Reese would be the one that is closest. I don't subscribe to the into 2025 with Dorrance Armstrong as your number one guy.
Yeah.
Again, like I can't subscribe to that, and I put a tweet out about it, and then somebody said, well, they can just sign Khalil Mack. And I was like, we've done this before. Like, this is exactly what we are trying to not do.
Yeah. Ran that by me?
Yeah, no more at the nursing home.
No more at the nursing home. I'm throwing up on my
He turns 35 in a month and a half. Like, why would you want him?
That's going to do it for the Junks. Denton, appreciate you dropping
by. Thanks, DD.
Yes, sir.
Denton's going to follow us over on the Team 980. Coming up next right here on 106.7 The Fan, Steve Zabin. Nick Ashew going to join and
be
on the program.
That's going to be crazy.
Keep it tuned right here to The Fan on the Team 980 with Denton Day. Doc's been fun. Appreciate hanging
out. Let's do it again, brother.
Happy New Year's to everybody. Have a great weekend.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.